You know, for the last few days, weeks, in fact, our attention has justifiably been on Hazelwood. And while it has been, in a corner of Gippsland, a small community has been bravely fighting a raging bushfire for 43 long days. Sharon Small is a Goongara CFA volunteer and she's also a nurse. Sharon, good afternoon.
Hello, Nicole. How are you going?
Hello. How's it going? You got some good news last night, I hear.
We did. We've had a little bit of rain.
Wow.
And it's a little cooler and we've all started to relax a little, which is great.
How severe has this latest bushfire been?
Very severe for our forests and wildlife and extremely anxious for the rest of the residents in the area.
Tell me about that day last week when you were under emergency warning.
Well, we were about to take our fire truck back to the station and we got a warning just as we were going that fire activity increased behind the school and private property and our hall. So we got there and started working on that fire with deputy crews and New Zealand crews. We had aircraft support and we spent a few hours there and it got quite hectic. And then we got another a warning on our pages that our property, Dead Bull Farm, was under threat. So we had to come back and then protect our own homes.
How did you go about that? How did that unfold?
We couldn't believe it because the night before we'd had a bit of rain and we'd all relaxed and our captain had his birthday and we really believed it was over and everything was going to come to an end.
Mm.
But it all arced up again.
Mm.
Mm.
So I imagine you've been spending most of your waking hours fighting fires alongside a very small and tight group of locals. What's that been like?
Exhausting, but, you know, as well as fighting fires, just also being at home and listening to the radio and keeping everybody fed and keeping everyone's spirits up. The whole Goongara Brigade has worked incredibly hard, and especially at night time, patrolling lines and just making sure that, you know, fire isn't creeping into private property. And they've certainly done an amazing job saving properties as well as Depi.
It's a bit of a bizarre life, though, isn't it?
It has.
Tell me about
that. We're all wondering how we're going to feel in the next few days when we're coming down out of this and how we're going to get back to our real lives. It's been incredibly tight community. It's been, you know, lots of great stories. We've all become a lot closer. Our relations at some stage have been strained through anxiety. But all in all, I think we've done an amazing job.
What damage has been done by the bushfires?
Well, from Orbost up to Boneng Bendock, which is about 80, 90 kilometres of incredible bushland and rainforest, incredible rainforest, it's all gone. There's nothing left. My daughter Emily was fighting fires on Fern Tree Track 2 days ago all day and then came back via Martin's Creek, which is her normal road home, and just came home sobbing. She just hadn't realised how intense the fire that had been through there had been, and plus it was her driveway home, I guess, and just the thoughts of all the wildlife and this beauty that we will never see again in our lifetime has just gone.
And in fact, I think you took a photograph, didn't you, of Emily when she returned?
I did. I kind of felt bad because she was so upset, but this emotion I just had to capture. and it's an incredible photograph and it's real. The tears, it made us all cry. Mm.
And this is because Emily was driving back through these charred paddocks, which once were rich
in forest, yes.
Rich and fertile forests and rainforests.
That's right, and abundant with wildlife. And although she knew that it was there and she'd been fighting fires fairly close by, she hadn't seen the areas that, you know, she would drive or be in every day.
And you can see that photo of Emily, which we've put up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/ABC Drive Victoria. Beautiful. It's a beautiful study of a young bushfire volunteer, Emily, and she's got a bit of dust on her face and she just looks sad and broken.
She is, and she's about to start crying now. Yep.
Emily, Tell her not to start crying. But you've had good news overnight. You had some rain.
Yes, we have. Yep.
So are the fires out now?
No, they're still there. And we're just hoping again that the winds and the heat will stay away for and give it enough time to abate completely. That little bit of rain, unfortunately, has made our river look like black mud. So we'll be, you know, needing to think of other ways of getting our drinking water, etc., in the next few days. So it's just completely changed the environment that we live in. It's really sad.
And 43 days, it's just been a marathon.
It has. It has.
I hope. Look, I'm praying for more rain.
Thank you.
I'll pull in all of my powerful contacts,
excellent.
Sharon, and organise some sort of rain dance.
Thank you. And all our friends and colleagues at work from miles away, you know, the thoughts and messages that we've got from all of them has, you know, been what's kept us going, and we really thank them for that. And all the donations of food and little gifts, it's been incredible.
Is Emily there?
Yes, she is.
Would you like to pop her on?
I would. Here she is. Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Emily. How are you doing?
I'm all right, thank you.
Tell me about this beautiful photograph of you.
Oh, it's a little bit embarrassing, actually, but, yeah, I don't know really what to say about it. It was just, she's like, oh, I need to take a photo, just don't move. Yeah.
And that was after you'd driven through all of that scorched earth.
Yeah, we came back. We didn't go out that way during the morning, and then we came back that way, up the Bonang and just through... Yeah, my driveway home, and it was completely different. Yeah.
How has this long 43-day battle against this fire, which just won't go out, impacted on you, Emily?
It's been pretty horrific. It's a complete change of world. I haven't really had time to focus on it or deal with it properly yet, but I guess that'll come. And it's just been thrown out completely from my life, and had to deal with a lot of different things that I never thought I'd have to deal with, but
like what?
It's been really hard. Pardon?
Like what?
Oh, just supporting people that you wouldn't generally think you'd have to support, and doing things like coming around the top way to your home and seeing your whole life just in black and white. It's very different.
Who have you supported that you wouldn't normally have had to have supported?
Like my mum, you know, and friends that are like here, like our neighbour, and you just, you know, when you look up to them, because I've lived in this community my whole life, they're people I look up to and they need things sometimes, and yeah, it's just different.
Emily, you're also a veterinary student.
Yep.
What have you seen in terms of wildlife?
We haven't seen too much yet. We haven't been allowed out on the, it's still too dangerous to go walking out into the black bits now, but I've seen a lot of dead wildlife that have been burnt, and a lot of starving animals, so it's really horrific.
And you've tried to do something to help those animals which no longer have survived the fires but no longer have anywhere to feed?
Yeah, we're getting feed support up. It's been a little bit challenging because the roads have been closed, but we're going to support feed as much as we can and much as we can get. We've had amazing donations through the Wombat Orphanage to do that.
So you put little food posts out in the middle of the paddocks?
And along tracks and things that we can access.
And are they being eaten?
Yeah. We have no idea what's eating them, but there is a lot of deer out there, which is a bit of a worry, but at least they're hungry.
And there's a second photo of you holding a wombat. Tell me
about that. Yeah, that's Sergio. He's one of the hand-reared wombats that I reared last year.
And so you saved him, I take it, because you're in your CFA gear, and it's quite a different photo to the other one.
He's actually one that we evacuated. He was in the enclosure with his other friends, and we were able to get him out.
He's in an enclosure with his other friends?
Yeah, he's got a few other wombats that he's been hand-reared with.
Well, he looks very happy being cuddled by you, I've got to say, Emily. Great to talk to you again, and good luck. We're all praying for rain.
Yeah, thank you, me too.
Emily Small, who is Sharon's daughter. She's also a CFA volunteer and a vet student. Beautiful photos of Emily, and you can have a look at them at our Facebook page. Go to facebook.com/ABC Drive Victoria.